Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.
If you're a business owner or manager and you're involved in auto-enrolment, then if you've already gone through it, you will have had to at some point selected a pension plan. If you are an employee and you're going through auto-enrolment, or you've been through it, or you're about to go through it, your employer will pick a pension plan for that auto-enrolment to go through. A pension provider will provide that. But how do they choose it, and what should they be choosing? Well, we've got an expert in the studio to help us examine this and work out some of the do's and don'ts and how they do it themselves at Workplace Pensions Direct, who provide auto-enrolment services for businesses and take it off your hands. Keith Humphrey is here, and he is going to help answer some of those questions.
Hello, Tom.
So, Keith, I noticed I've just been on your website, and I've seen down the side you've got lots of ticks that say we work with these providers, lots of different providers. So how do you choose then which provider a company should be going with?
Okay, the first thing I would say in this area is that the selection of a pension scheme is one of 22 tasks that we've identified that a company needs to perform to become compliant with the auto-enrolment legislation. So I think that's important that we look at the context of the selection of the scheme, yeah, within the context of what they need to do. However, what's really important about this, we believe that most people's approach to the selection of the scheme is rather flippant, to be honest, mm-hmm, where they're just seeing, well, we just need any old scheme and so on and so forth.
We've just got to get this set up.
So the first point to raise when we're looking at the scheme is that it needs to be a qualifying scheme. What I mean by that is that it needs to be the right charging level, and it's got to have effectively that kite mark, that tick in the box to say, you know, from the pensions regulator's point of view, it's an appropriate scheme for auto-enrolment. So that's very high level. Mm-hmm. What we do at Workplace Pensions Direct is that there are a number of companies out there that provide pension schemes that would be appropriate, that would be qualifying pension schemes. However, the landscape is quite immature in the sense that we've seen many new schemes crop up as a result of the auto-enrolment legislation coming on stream. Mm-hmm. Where this poses a risk for companies is how do they know what's a good scheme and what isn't a good scheme, and how do they assess those schemes, because they're actually doing it on behalf of their employees. Really, really important.
Yeah.
And so what we do as a company is that we effectively act as a filter for that marketplace, and we assess them based on things like their annual management charge, their number of funds that they have available, their financial strength, for example,
right,
the type of scheme that it is. So, and what we then do as a business is we provide a template of different schemes that are available with different ticks and crosses in various boxes,
yep,
features and benefits. And we provide that information for our clients so that they can select the scheme based on that shortlist, the scheme that they feel would be most appropriate for them as a company.
You mentioned there quite a sort of checklist, really, of the things that you're assessing, and really what are some of those differences? Because I imagine different kind of products and different offerings are coming on as the pension providers kind of get to know what this auto enrolment system's like as well, because it's going to be new to them, really, isn't it?
Yes. I think one of the very obvious ones are, for example, where the company is investing or the scheme is investing the money.
Yeah.
And in turn, the financial strength. I think we've had lots of issues within the pensions industry over many years where people are naturally quite nervous about where is my money going and
yeah,
is it secure?
And I guess, yeah, that's because, you know, that money's being invested, it might be into, there's going to be an element of risk in that, isn't there? And so you've got to kind of assess whether it's going into something that's massively high risk, the price could fluctuate loads and loads, or something that's a bit more stable.
Well, that's one element of it. And that very much, what you're describing there is the investment fund itself.
Yeah.
I think there's a level before that.
Right.
And that is the financial strength of the pension scheme itself.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we've just seen some proposals from the pensions regulator to strengthen up the regulatory regime of companies that do set up these schemes. And there's a lot of schemes out there that have only just been set up and have quite a low number of members in them that could introduce charges, shall we say, that are far from transparent.
Right.
So I think that the level itself is to say, well, okay, what does the scheme landscape look like? Is it protected? As an employer, am I happy that the scheme I'm introducing for my employees is as good as it can be? And have I taken time to assess that and take some guidance from the professionals that, are in that space?
So I, when you're saying the kind of financial robustness of the and the financial strength of the provider, so I imagine that is if, you know, the fund takes a big hit, for example, there's a big crash in investments or whatever, whether they can weather that storm or whether it's going to put their business at risk.
Yeah, and the general service that an individual's going to get, and the charges that a company will take from the contributions that are made. Mm-hmm. So it is an area that is really important. But moving on from that, if you then look at the selection of funds within the scheme, what you described earlier was each individual member will have the option to decide where their contributions are invested into. Most schemes would have something called a default investment fund, which tends to be cautious to balanced in its risk nature. I would urge every single person that's taking out a scheme under auto-enrolment to maybe think about, well, where is my money being invested and what options do I have, and to engage at a very early stage about that.
And we did talk a bit more about this with Keith a few months ago, actually, and you can find that on the Business Hub pages at strayfm.com, and we talked about where your money goes when it goes into a pension, because I think a lot of people just see it as going into a bit of a black hole and see you later, I'll see you in however many years. But actually, you do have some control over it and where those investments are going and how adventurous you want to be with those investments, don't you?
Yeah, and it's really going to be down to the individual risk appetite of the individual person themselves. But I'm a great believer in that risk is just something people need to understand. And so people would naturally say, well, what's your attitude to investment risk? Well, if you don't understand that question, you're going to say cautious probably, because it's saying, well, I don't want to lose all of my money. I think you need to understand risk, and this is where moving outside of Workplace Pensions Direct, a lot of individuals would have a relationship with a professional financial advisor, and that would be an area where they would very much help individuals understand what risk means over time.
Yeah,
because the risk for someone, say, 60 years old with 5 years to go to retirement is very different, in my opinion, to someone who's 20 with 45 years to retire.
You've got more time to make it up if you do suffer a loss.
Well, the markets go up and down.
Yeah.
And my view is certainly is that if you look at the trend, it's always been upwards in most markets, all markets over a long, long period of time, equity-based markets. But of course, it's about timing, and they go up and down. And as long as you understand the principles of investments, you don't panic about that. You just trust the overall longer-term view. What you don't want is your money to go down the day before you're due to retire.
No, because you think you're going to retire. Because it'd be awful if you woke up on Thursday morning and you think, oh, I'm about to retire tomorrow, last day at work, and I've got X number of hundred thousands in my pension pot. It's lovely. And then something happens that means loads of value gets wiped off, which actually you might have made back up over the next few months, but sorry, you're retiring tomorrow.
Yeah,
it'd be awful, wouldn't it?
It would, and I think that's the same in business. To be honest, is that if you're a young person going in business, we often hear it about some entrepreneurs that become successful, don't we? Oh, he's been bankrupt twice before, but then went on third time to make it.
Yeah.
In business, whether it's someone like a Richard Branson, whoever it may be.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't necessarily advocate that approach, but what I think it demonstrates is the ability of a younger person to bounce back from a setback in their life. Now, whether that's a pension setback or whether it's a personal setback or a business setback, you know, time can sort those things out.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned earlier on, Keith, that when you select a pension plan on behalf of your employees, if you're an employer selecting a pension plan, you have a responsibility and you need to be able to show why you made that decision. Now, as you mentioned, you go through and you do the pluses and the minuses, the pros and cons of all these different funds. So actually, getting that sort of level of help is probably very useful to someone who maybe is thinking this is a real burden, it's going to take me some time. If somebody wants to get in contact with Workplace Pensions Direct, maybe find out more about the service you offer, maybe get that service to help pick a pension plan, how can they do that?
They can do that in one of two ways. The website is workplacepensionsdirect.co.uk, and our telephone number is 0113 457 4574.
Fantastic. Keith from Workplace Pensions Direct, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Workplace Pensions Direct on Stray FM's Business Hub.